The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Lionel Barton has discovered the long-lost relics of the prophet El Mokanna and has fled with them to Isfahan, Persia, where his American associate, Dr. Van Berg, has been mysteriously murdered. In Basra, Nayland Smith has learned of Barton's activities and has connected them with a widely rumored rebirth of the prophet. Taking a plane, he arrives in Isfahan shortly after Van Berg's death. While Smith and Barton discuss the case, Rima and Shan Greville, screened by shrubbery in the garden, see in the window of the mosque across the street a shadowy figure aiming an arrow at Smith, who stands with his back to the window of Barton's study. Rima screams a warning as the archer lets fly with his arrow. Then Greville and Rima rush to Sir Lionel's study.
That arrow, did it hit anyone?
Mr. Smith.
All right, Rima. Thanks to you. Your screams did it. Missed me by a hair. Look here. No, don't touch it. That arrowhead carries a deadly poison.
Poison? We saw a man from the garden. We were hidden from the mosque by the bushes. He didn't see us until Rima screamed.
I only just saw him aiming the arrow.
Just a moment, Rima. Greville, have you ever explored that mosque across the way?
Yes, but I didn't find anything interesting.
According to Smith, and that arrow proves he's right, that mosque is very interesting.
Had you any special reason for exploring it, Greville?
Well, yes. I got in this morning through a window on the north side. I thought, or rather Rima did, that someone was watching us on one occasion.
What occasion?
During the inquiry into Van Berg's death, when Stratton and Woodville were here.
You never mentioned that to me.
That's all I wanted to know, Greville. And now I want to impress upon your minds that we three, and Rima and Ali, are in greater danger of our lives at this moment than any of us has ever been before.
That's putting it pretty strongly, Smith. I'm recalling to mind our experiences with Follow Sui at the Tomb of the Black Ape, the house in Karga.
That's past, Greville. I'm not putting this too strongly. I'm not in the habit of saying things I don't mean. But apart from Rima, there's a further and very much graver consideration.
What, Mr. Smith?
Well, your uncle here has inadvertently stirred up something which at this particular stage of world politics is calculated to swing the balance in the wrong direction.
You mean...
The blowing up of that tomb revived the legend of El Mokanna. It brought to the front certain living believers in his doctrine. Naturally, they weren't slow to take advantage of that accident.
By Jove, Smith!
Now, I have the names of several men in Afghanistan, Persia, and Khorasan who are associated with the movement. And the spread of the thing is phenomenal and dangerous.
I've known since our arrival that our party was the focus of some evil influence here in Isfahan. Those confounded relics.
Exactly, Greville, the relics. The way the cry El Mokanna swept through the East points to organization. Someone has taken advantage of the opportunity and intends making the most of it.
But I don't...
Now, don't glare at me, Sir Lionel. You and you alone are responsible for our present situation.
Captain Woodville told him the same thing.
Rima, be quiet.
Uncle Lionel, I'll not be quiet. I'm not a child.
Sir Lionel, her life is as much in danger through your thoughtless action as mine, or Greville's, or your own.
I've had enough. I won't be browbeaten further.
Who listened to me, Barton? Now, our chief enemy recognizes the importance of possessing these relics. A new creed, the Sword of God, and the Golden Mask. That was why Van Berg died.
Smith is right, Sir Lionel. And Rima shouldn't be here. We'll send her
You'll send Rima nowhere, Shan. I'm staying right here.
If only for the one reason, Greville, that it's too late. Rima wouldn't be out of our sight, but what she'd be in the hands of the enemy. You should have thought about Rima, Sir Lionel, when you started this mess. It's too late now.
But the attempt to get the relics failed. They won't...
The first certainly... attempt failed. The first. There were certain odd features connected with that attempt. And it'll be repeated.
Bosh! They certainly can't be simple enough to repeat...
Our enemy knows that the method by which he got into Van Berg's room is beyond us. He also knows the green box is no longer in that room. He knows it's here.
How can you be certain of that?
Your uncle advertised the fact. Witness the two Persian officials who came to inquire into Van Berg's death. They were in the house. They know the box is now in your uncle's room.
By the God...
Now, don't interrupt, sir. Just listen. I had hoped to conceal my presence here from the enemy. But in spite of all my precautions, they know I'm in this house. Proof? The arrow. I'm certain now I was covered. The fact that your guide, Amir Khan, deserted to the other side is also quite significant to me.
How do you know he deserted? Gave up good pay to go over to the other side.
The very fact that he vanished and did give up a good job should be proof enough of that. However, I mean to bring things to a head.
Bring things to a head? Haven't they come to a head already?
Look, Salina, look. You've taken some risks in your time, but this time you've stirred up something too big for you. Now, instruct Ali to prepare for a departure in the morning. Do everything you can to make it appear that this is your last night in Isfahan.
I've told you once. Must I repeat? I can't possibly leave Isfahan for the moment. Several days at least
before... Oh, Sir Lionel, I wish it to appear you are leaving. Upon your success and yours, Greville, depends my plans for discovering and perhaps capturing the murderer of Van Berg.
Then you have a theory as to who did it?
Yes.
For who, man? Tell me,
You'll do nothing, Barton, but what I tell you to do. I'm going to handle this in my own way. For once in your life, you'll take orders or stand aside. Now, whichever you please.
Well, what am I to do?
I want you armed and posted in the entryway. No lights. You'll watch the street through the iron grill. But don't open the door under any circumstance until I give the word. Now, please remember that, Sir Lionel.
And I, Smith?
The post of greatest danger, Greville, unless you do exactly as I say.
Well?
I want you and Ali, both armed, of course, posted in this room with the chest.
You seem pretty certain there'll be another attempt.
I'm so confident of it, Barton, that we'll all take our various posts very this night. The attack may not come tonight, but it will sooner or later. And I expect to be prepared.
You haven't assigned me to a place, Mr. Smith.
You, my dear, are to remain in your room. I believe it overlooks the street.
Yes, and a portion of the garden.
And the front of the old mosque across the way, eh?
Only a corner, thank heaven. The creepiest old place I've ever seen.
Stay in your room. Lights out. And keep away from the window. At least far enough so that anyone with binoculars can't see you. I want it to appear that we're all asleep. Is that understood?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Smith.
Ali and I are to remain here. Anything else?
Don't make a sound. No matter what you hear or see, no matter who or what comes in through that window. Don't show yourselves. Just watch. However, if you're attacked, shoot and shoot fast. Clear?
Yes.
You're to leave the window open with the shutters closed, but not latched. The room is to remain dark. Now, let's see. Ah. There, between the trunk and the wall away from the bed. That's where you'll both hide. It gives you an uninterrupted view of practically the entire room.
And what about the chest?
At the foot of the bed, where it is now. Now, let's have something to resemble a figure. What can we use?
What's it for?
You were supposed to be in this bed, sir. Now, anything. What...
Some of Uncle Lionel's clothes, blankets, rolled up.
Splendid. We'll set the stage now while it's still light enough to see without lighting the lamps. Do it, will you please, Rima? Give her a hand, Sir Lionel. Cover the bundle with the sheet the way you're in the habit of covering yourself.
Come along, Uncle, help me.
Now get Ali, bring him here. I want to give him his instructions personally.
Righto, I'll call.
How's this?
You sleep with the sheet pulled up over your head that way?
Customary with me in bug-infested countries, better than mosquito netting.
Well, that's all then. You'll all take your posts immediately after dark.
Do you know where Smith is, Ali?
Only that he's not in the house, Greville Effendi. He took my black gibber and robe.
Hmm. This is all a bit fantastic. I think Sir Lionel's right this time. They certainly won't try again so soon after their first attempt.
Who can say, Effendi? It is in the lap of the gods. But from what I have seen, Smith Effendi seldom makes mistakes. A clever man, that one.
Oh, yes, of course. I don't mean to infer, Ali, that he doesn't know what he's about. But I do believe he exaggerates a bit now and then.
From his talk and manner tonight, I felt that there was an underlying anger against Barton Effendi.
You got it too, eh? I wouldn't be surprised if he had a right to be. I rather think Sir Lionel is planning some move of his own, which none of us know of. I believe Smith is afraid Sir Lionel's going to do something foolish again.
I do not think Barton Effendi would be so rash as to do anything to...
This footsteps out in the street. They've stopped. Opposite our door, apparently.
They went down toward the mosque. Who in the name of Allah would walk this street at night? The legend of the ghost mosque keeps most of my countrymen out of this section.
There's that weird sound again.
The shades of the dead are on the move, Greville Effendi. The mosque.
The dead, Ali, don't make sounds like that. Neither do their shades. The shutters. Someone's at them.
By Allah, it is magic. How could the spawn of the devil get up to the window ledge?
They're opening the shutters. He's in the room. Listen. He's spreading the bed.
It's mimosa.
Look. He's taking the chest to the window. Move now. It's all over. Come on. My flashlight.
A signal. Effendi, they have seen your light.
Look. Out there. Sailing over the street toward that window of the mosque.
Put out that light, General. Put it out.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.